Our Place is an initiative which started in 2017 when spoken word artist Kate Tempest was guest artistic director. So the aim of that was to bring the festival out of Brighton and Hove into the wider community, creating a festival within a festival at Hangleton and in East Brighton. Our Place has now taken on a life of its own. It's a permanent fixture of the festival, and the first of two events is taking place on Saturday at Manor Gym. Well, to tell us more of what's happening, Ricky Perrin from East Brighton Our Place joins us now. Thanks for coming on Radio Reverb, Ricky.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's great to have you here. So in the 2 years since it all started with Kate Tempest's big idea, how have you seen Our Place grow and flourish?
Well, in the last 2 years, it's just got bigger and bigger every year. You know, more artists coming out into the community, more workshops, more. Just it's just getting bigger and bigger and growing year on year. And you can really feel the energy buzzing around East Brighton, especially in the last few weeks, as you've seen the posters go up and you've seen the billboards, and you've just seen just everyone's talking about what's going to be coming tomorrow.
So what inspired you to get involved in the first place? Are you an artsy kind of person?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I'm not really an arty sort of person. You know, a few years ago, if you'd said to me, "Oh, Ricky, what do you think of the arts?" You know, I probably would have just shook my head and gone, "Oh, no, you know, none of that's for me." You know, art, theatre, live music, all that sort of stuff wasn't really my sort of thing. And then I got involved in the Your Place one in 2017, went along and saw Kate Tempest, and sort of stepped out of my comfort zone a little bit. And now I can't wait for it, you know, can't wait to see what's going to be happening over the weekend.
So Kate Tempest has obviously had a huge and lasting impact. And last year when I went up, she appeared again and was performing again. And I met people who had tears in their eyes because she'd come out to their place.
Well, that's what Kate Tempest wanted to do when she came down in 2017. It was very much her vision to say, let's take the art into those communities and to those people who don't see it. You know, it's all well and good to having all these great art things when they're in the middle of a city, and then you always get the same faces that are going to see it. Whereas if you take the art into those rural areas of the community like East Brighton and Hangleton, you're going to expose it to a whole new load of people that would never have seen it before. And I was one of those people in 2017. And in 2017-18, I went and saw Kate Tempest again at Hangleton.
Do you think it's brought people together in the community?
Yeah, definitely. You know, definitely. A big event like this, I mean, in East Brighton, there's going to be sport, there's going to be art, there's going to be shows, workshops, live music. It's just going to be immense tomorrow. And whatever it is you're into, it's an idea just to get along there with your family. There's going to be stuff for kids, you know, grown-ups. Yeah, everyone in the whole community can come out together and there'll be something for everybody.
One of the things I think is great about it is obviously if you're living in East Brighton or you're living in Hangleton, getting into town to go and see an arts event can be difficult and expensive. You know, if you're taking a family on the bus, you're already looking at sort of a fairly hefty whack of money. So actually taking it into the community, people must feel like, wow, you know, actually people are acknowledging we live here and we exist here.
Well, exactly, you know, and this is the great thing about the Brighton Festival Our Place events is it takes the art to the people so that they don't have to go to it.
And I think as well, lots of people would have no reason to pop out to Hangleton unless you were visiting friends there, you know, obviously you live there, or to go out to East Brighton. So I think also what it's done for people who kind of live in central Brighton and in Hove, it's made them realise that actually there are all these different communities that happen in Brighton and Hove. Do you get the sense that it's kind of brought the city more together as well as the community?
Yeah, definitely, especially with it being out in East Brighton, because you're sort of far out there, tucked in the corner by the marina, and then in Hangleton, you're up the other side. So you kind of, just by having these events in people's neighbourhoods, it just you know, brings a real buzz to the whole area.
Now, I've been looking at the weather forecast. It's looking good for tomorrow. Today, Friday, is a bit grimy. It's looking like it's going to be sunny. You've given us a flavour of some of the events, but can you kind of pick out maybe a couple that have really caught your eye or you think are absolute must-sees? I know it's hard to choose. That's mean. It's a mean question, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to the Reborn, which is the ABBA tribute. I think that's going to be a fantastic way to finish off the day as well. You know, so you've got all these different shows and all these different experiences through the day, and then at the end you've just got to just a great bit of music and a bit of fun. But there's just there's just so much going on. I'm also looking forward to the Living Coast Undersea Experience.
Where What's that?
It's where they've got a virtual reality experience. So it's almost like you're off the coast of Brighton under the sea.
Wow.
Which you can take part on. But and also the puppets. There are some huge puppets going to be there tomorrow as well. Just singing, shows, workshops. Storytelling, performers, sport, it's just everything is going to be there. There's going to be something for everyone. And if you know, and the idea is that when people go there for one thing, hopefully they'll stay and they'll see something that they weren't planning to go for. So if you're planning to go to take part in the sport or those areas, go and have a look at some art. And if you're planning to go along to see the singing, go and have a look at the workshops. You know, don't go for what you want to go for. Go for what you don't want to go for and step out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Sound advice there. Because I went up the last couple of years and I was absolutely knocked out just by the quality of the work, but also just the whole atmosphere there. You know, everyone was smiling and people sharing things. So I would definitely say, you know, head on up there. What time does it all start tomorrow?
It all starts tomorrow at 11. So 11 o'clock the show start. I mean, I'm going to be there from probably 8 in the morning with everyone else setting up and getting everything set up. And I'm sure some people are going to get there early just to make sure that they're there ready for the kickoff.
You're going to be knackered, but you're going to have a massive smile on your face by the end of that day, aren't you?
Yeah, of course. And don't forget, there's a huge raffle there as well. So we'll be doing like evaluations and then you get a free raffle ticket as well. And
so great.
Everyone stays for that. It draws in a right crowd at the end.
So, Ricky, I realise, you know, it's not all over yet, but after the 2019 festival, any idea what's next for our place? Because this is not the end of it.
Well, I think it's only going to get bigger. You know, more and more people are just getting involved. More and more shows want to come out to the community. You know what we were saying about Kate Tempest coming into the community? Well, a lot of these big shows that are coming into the city are now saying, actually, we want to go out in the community as well. We want to reach a new audience with our show. We don't want to just go and see the same people coming to our shows every week. Let's take our shows to them.
You've got a massive weekend ahead of you because, as well as being one of the people behind our place, you actually you've got some wheelchair basketball on the go as well.
Yeah, that's right.
You're glutton for punishment.
I'm up in London on Sunday for my last Division League 2 match in my wheelchair basketball team as well. So hopefully we'll get a win from that as well.
If you're not too knackered.
Well, if we don't win, I'll blame the rest of the team.
So, Ricky Perrin, our place, it's all free. It's happening at Manor Gym this Saturday, tomorrow, and then in Hangleton the following Saturday. So two huge events. You're involved in both of them, but Manor Gym is your manor, that one.
That's right. I live very close to the Manor Gym, and I know the manager, Tanya, over there very well, and they put in so much hard work on the steering groups and the committees to get this all up and running. And we just want to get as many people out there to come along tomorrow. Step out of your comfort zone. Come and do a show, come and see a show, come and do a workshop, come and watch the puppets. It's all going to be going off and we just want to get as many people as we can there.
And did we mention it's free? Yeah, it's free. Ricky Perrin from our place in East Brighton at Manor Gym. Really good luck tomorrow. Good luck with your basketball as well. Fantastic.
Thank you. And thank you for having me in today.
It's a great pleasure. And we're going to be hearing more about our place later because it's one of the highlights of this year's Brighton Festival.